Bill Pickett is a military man through and through who spent over 20 years in the armed forces, but hardship struck him as he became legally blind during active duty. Bill was able to come to StoryCorps and talk with his daughter, Chelsea Middleton, about events that led to him becoming visually impaired and how his faith gave him peace, even through adversity.
What was airborne school like?
I didn't go to airborne school. I went to air assault school.
Air assault school.
So here I am. I'm, you know, under 20 years old, adventuresome and stuff like that. So it was really cool. We had an assistant division commander when I was with the 101st. His name was Tiger Weldon Honeycutt. He was a crazy man. And the assistant division commanders, he's a one-star general. Okay, they're supposed to, when they go up in a helicopter, they're passengers. Well, he was a heck of a pilot from Vietnam. And so he would always take the controls. And so when I flew along with him on, you know, missions and things like that, he would take that helicopter down into the trees, through the trees, up and down the trees. They call it nap of the earth flying. But he would turn it on its side and turn, and you'd be looking down at the ground saying, oh, no, this isn't going to happen. But it was, again, just a blast to be able to get on a helicopter. Tons of people have never been on a helicopter to begin with, but to be on them almost every day and doing things like that was exciting. It was fun.
Is that where the birds, the histo birds?
That's where the histo came from. In 1976 or 77, Fort Campbell had a big blackbird invasion. I mean, millions and millions of these birds. And it turns out that Fort Campbell was built on a natural roost. I mean, this is where birds had been migrating for hundreds, thousands of years. Well, they came back in mass one year, and through all their droppings and stuff like that, a mold grows on that and creates histoplasmosis. And then with the helicopters churning all this stuff up into the air, you inhale it, and that's where I got my eyes infected. Over the years, it developed into something that left me legally blind.
Did you know from the beginning that it could progress to what it progressed to?
I really didn't. And this is something they call, it's called presumed ocular histoplasmosis syndrome. So they have a pretty good idea that that's what causes it, but it's presumed. So like macular degeneration. So they couldn't tell if it was going to progress or not. And I've still got scars on my eyes that can still activate. I mean, even today, tomorrow, next month, next year. It took 10 years for the first one to activate from the time I got it to the time I could see an effect of it.
Yeah. And I remember you going to rehab for it in Waco. Was that?
You know, the whole experience of going legally blind, not being able to drive, not being independent, is a very humbling experience for anybody, but for a man, I think, especially, and a military man on top of that. But that was a rough time. But I was lucky enough on active duty to be able to attend the VA's blind rehab program in Waco. That opened my eyes to how much I could do and not, you know, how much I couldn't do. Taught me a lot of things. I learned to read Braille. I was walking with a stick. My vision was much worse then. It's stabilized now. But yeah, to be able to, you know, to walk around, to be mobile, to be taught how to function in an environment like that, and some of the tools that they gave me, the magnifying computers and things like that, were really helpful. And it was really unusual for somebody on active duty to be allowed to go through this program. So again, you know, providentially, all things work. I also got more spiritually connected because I was by myself. I wasn't with my family. At the time, I was going through a very difficult ego-busting experience of, you know, how am I going to care for my family? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Where are we going to live? My whole world just seemed to be coming apart. And through that, I was able to rekindle my faith. And I got a peace about it. And everything has just fallen into place. It's amazing.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.